Near Rio Grande City.
This side. All right. That cross, you see, up until 1895, it had a 7-year drought. And it broke that year. Even the ebony died. And that year had broken in the early fall. And when they landed there in February, it was a crisp, beautiful moonlight night. And remember my father, I've got it written up very explicitly. He said it was the prettiest sight he ever saw, to see that cross up on the hill. And here they were going, they didn't know where. And he was, of course, taking care of the mules, just like the other men that were in the crowd. And he said they all got to singing different songs around the campfire. And it was a cool night, but it was a February night. And he said that was the most impressionable thing to him, to think that the first interesting stop they had made at night was at the foot of that hill with a cross, where these native people have so much faith that they built that cross and promising the Lord that when their crops came in, they would take some of their crops up there for his benefit. And they did that nightly, you see. The rains came, and they made corn, and they made this, and they made that. And they'd trek up that mountain to leave those things up at the cross, you see.
What was the river like then? Do you have any idea?
Hmm?
What was the river like after a 7-year
drought? Oh, it was full all the time. There's no irrigation. Nobody used it. There weren't any towns. Rio Grande City was just a stop of the road. Laredo was a pretty good-sized town, but there just wasn't enough use of the water, you see. And, of course, it was called Rio Bravo del Norte for a long time, you know. Rio Bravo, Bravo means rap, you know, a bad, strong thing. Of course, now in Carlos Castaneda's Catholic Heritage, we have discovered, Mrs. Scott and I discovered, that he made an error in that when the Spanish were the first Europeans that ever touched the mainland of the United States. When Pinata discovered the mouth of the river in 1519, see, that was long before Plymouth Rock or anything. Well, when they did that, of course, Spain started her claims, you see. And they subsided a little bit, and the French came in about 16-something, and they got them out again, see, when they came to Matagorda Bay. But Pinata was commissioned by Francisco Garay from Jamaica, who was Order of the King, you know, Spain, to map the coast all the way from Florida clear on up the coast and on through, hoping to find a route to go to India for spices. They didn't know what the shape was. Well, Pinata with his four boats and his men charted the course up to Matagorda Bay, or past Matagorda Bay, and then he decided he'd cut across and go to Veracruz for supplies and see how things were there. Well, he found that Cortez had already been through Mexico and was on his way to Veracruz. In fact, was coming in, and 9 of his men got off the boats to go see, to get a few provisions and things, and he killed all 9 of them. Cortez did. So Pinata pulled out right away with what he had left and got away from there and came on directly to the Gulf Coast and almost directly to up the coast to the Rio Grande River. Of course, he didn't know it was the Rio Grande. All he decided when he got to the mouth of the river and went up about a mile or so, he ran into this natural palm grove, which is a sable palm grove, the only one growing in the United States in its native state. And it's down there in a big ranch. I wish you could see it. I'd take you on the tour of the ranches. We're going to have one pretty soon. And so he named the river Rio de las Palmas, the River of the Palms. Well, it wasn't really a true name because it was called the Rio Bravo del Norte, the strong river of the north. Or Bravo means vicious, which it was, all the way down from Colorado on down.